Okay, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast, and we're joined today by Richard Razor Fraser, one of our most exciting chess boxers, and we're honoured with the... Do you want to say hello, Richard?
Hi.
And honoured by the presence of Matt Crazy Arms Reed.
Hey, great to be here. Great to be here.
Crazy Arms or Lazy Arms?
Matt, today you are Crazy Arms and not Lazy Arms.
I've heard that there's been a podcast discussing my boxing output. I'm not very happy. I was about to say I throw at least 3 or 4 punches around, and any sort of mention to the contrary is just untrue. I think you're going to see at least 5 or 6 jabs per round against Chris, and maybe a few right hands.
But Matt, hold on a second. You're being very modest. We've seen the video that came out. What was the name of that video company? Not Twitch TV. The New York TV company.
Oh, Whistle Sports.
Whistle Sports TV. They released the video. We saw your action in that. You look like an absolute pro.
Well, to be honest, it's rather flattering, because what looks like an uppercut is actually my opponent moving his jaw onto my fist, which is actually not quite the same as a punch. So I don't know if it counts as a punch, but he sort of brought his chin down onto my glove. It worked. I got a knockout, so okay. I'm very happy with that.
But can I say the Crazy Arms or Lazy Arms is not in reference how you're in the ring, it's in the reference of whether you train or not. So every time you're not at the training session, it's Lazy Arms. But if you're today, you were here, so today it's Crazy Arms.
I had some work, you know. I had to move some people in for my property job, and then I had a chess tournament, which is all very good training for chess boxing. You've got to train the other half. Yep. Can't always just be about the boxing. So last week, I think the week before last, it was chess. But now I'm back. I'll be training for the next couple of weeks, and then obviously it's fight night 3 weeks today. So really looking forward to that. Problem was, I saw Chris today. Chris turned up at training, and he's my opponent for the April the 2nd, and he looks fit, which is rather worrying.
But you're talking about that new job, which is over East London way, and you've been hanging around East London for the last few weeks, and now all of a sudden you've got a hipster beard that's come out of nowhere. What's with the hipster beard, Matt?
The hipster beard is the training program. It's the full extent of the training program. It's in lieu of jogging, it's in lieu of sit-ups, press-ups, punching.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Skipping.
But is it some sort of torture mechanism where you don't shave until after the fight? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I also thought I could do some damage in the clinches if I just sort of rub it up against him, you know, on his shoulders, on his neck. I thought it would really irritate him. He might have an allergic reaction, might get a sort of a TKO that way.
I have to say, because you already had so many fights in the past, I think it's worth going for a different look.
Yeah, I was about to say, confuse the fans. Maybe they'll cheer for me this time if they don't recognise me. So, you know, I'll try anything, really, to sort of get a laugh.
Talking of hipster beards, the rather inappropriately named Razor Fraser has got even a more ridiculous long beard. What's going on?
Thank you, yeah. That's also part of my plan of just being lazy and not doing any training, generally looking dishevelled.
So you've been back to the gym for the last couple of weeks.
Well, it was the first time last week in a year, and yeah, I definitely felt it.
You put on some of the best chess boxing performances.
I thought you were going to say I put on some weight.
No, you put on some of the best chess boxing performances, particularly the fight against Steve Philp last time you were in the ring.
Well, that was almost exactly a year ago, and that was... Yeah, pretty much. That was an amazing, epic fight. That was everything I wanted out of a fight. And then after...
we're going to bring a...
Yeah, let's hang on. Sorry to interrupt you, Rich, but we've got Chris Levy. Let's see if we can bring
it's
him into
Christian.
The...
This is going to get cosy.
Hi, it's great to be in such high-tech facilities.
But anyway, sorry, we were interrupting Richard in mid-flow there. You were talking about your fight with Phil, which went one way, it went the other, both in the boxing and on the chessboard. Well,
it was
insane, wasn't it?
It had all the drama that you'd want. It was, the opening chess, I thought I was spanking him, then he pulled that back. He caught me with an overhand right in the temple where I was just... I mean, I was out cold on my feet for a bit. Like, I don't know where I went, but I was not in that boxing ring for a short time. Thankfully, that was right at the very end of a round. So, and then, yeah, he was murdering me in the chest, and I decided if I don't beat him in the boxing in this next round, I'm done. And
then you floored him with a body shot.
I managed to floor him twice, actually. Put him down once, got up, and then floored him again. So,
And it was really hilarious, because there was an Italian TV company, and just the moment when the Italian guy did his piece of the camera in the background, you lent the shot.
That's right. It's amazing. Just perfect timing. Yeah.
I had no idea that happened. Okay,
Yeah. So we got Steve's protege and best friend, actually, Mark Reed, is fighting in the next show on April 2nd. So Steve hopefully will be there. You get a chance to reconnect with the old enemies.
Well, what you were saying the other week was interesting about like the fight being a very intimate experience. Like it's true. Like afterwards, you just want to sit down and talk about it and sort of hug it out. And both of us were being given medical attention, having like these poor doctors there trying to shine lights in our eyes.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was terrible for them because we were just too busy chatting and sort of.
Well, after the show on April 2nd, the next show after that is June the 18th. Summer special, get into shape for summer.
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, I do need to get back into shape. That's why I'm back here.
Don't commit yourself, but think about it.
Commit yourself on the podcast. I think if you say it now, it's almost legally binding. Well, I think so, yes. I think we need to get a yes. I think the viewers, the listeners.
If you can match me with someone, I'll absolutely fight in June. How about that? There you go.
It's on tape. That is good.
Razor's never out of shape, anyway.
Yeah,
Razor is never out of shape.
Razor's sharp.
I need that deadline. I need that motivation to train.
June 18th, there it is.
We all need a motivating.
3 months and a week from now, more or less.
Yeah, that's plenty of time.
So over to Chris, the General, Levy. Thanks for joining us. Where did you get the nickname the General from?
Well, I'm not sure how many fans you have who are kind of avid listeners of 80s drum and bass. But
I know what
you do at the weekend, Tim. But General Levy was an 80s drum and bass artiste, I believe. So it was a school nickname that, when I was flailing around looking for a ring name, that seemed the obvious go-to. Seemed to work.
Did he do the track Incredible?
Wickeder, Junglist Massive. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go, the Razor's a fan.
I love drum and bass as well. I'm a real big drum and bass fan.
I always thought you were named after the car from Dukes of Hazzard. I've been completely misunderstanding the whole time, but that's probably like not called the.
Yeah, well.
No, it's not called the General Levy, the car in Dukes of Hazzard.
I always thought you were just like, I don't know why you were just a big Dukes of Hazzard fan or something. I used to like Hasselhoff as well, so I mean, that's not him.
That's Knight Rider.
So you can be the Daisy Duke to my.
Hang on a second.
Oh, with Miss Hogg, now I've got the right show. Okay.
Can I just pull this conversation back to reality for a second? The subject matter, which is, what were we talking about again? Oh, yeah, chess boxing. So, you were back from a couple of nasty injuries. You've had bad luck with injury, haven't you? Groins and teeth.
I'm all about groins and teeth, Tim. I've had some serious knack over the last few years. Yeah. So a bit of kind of basically old manish hip.
Yeah, that was from cycling, was it?
Yeah, originally I pulled it trying to ascend Mount Ventoux a few years ago.
Okay.
And then it turned out that the problems were a little bit deeper than that. Essentially, I've got misshapen balls, Tim, hip joint wise. The balls of my hip joint.
Okay, let's go. Too much information. Let's move on to the problem you got with your teeth last time.
I was larking about on a beach with some friends just before we were meant to fight the last time, and then got a shoulder to the face, and tooth had to come out, and then I had to protect my unfortunately considerable investment for a while. But now, as of. It's Tuesday. I'm dentist cleared to get punched in the face.
Did you say Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
So, what are you going to tell me about coming up to the next fight against Matt? How are you going to beat him?
Oh well, I mean, like last time, I was robbed the last time. Yeah, there's talk about my friends of a man in a hat and all this kind of thing. Mysterious characters around.
They were
changing the scorecards. And so,
With the points. You were outpointed on the points card, weren't you? Yes.
So there was the not quite. Technically, within the rules, extra. So it was going to be a draw.
Yes.
And then, if you remember, the crowd were demanding another round. We were demanding another round.
No, that's the rule of chess boxing. If there is a draw on the chessboard, you will fight one more round. And then we will add up all the boxing points to that moment after the last round. So it means that you're never going to finish the fight on a really boring sort of, they've threefold repetition, and then the crowd doesn't really follow that. If that happens, then you're going to get up and you're going to fight one more round of boxing, and you get the chance to turn the fight around in that last round.
Yeah. So is it just that final round of boxing? Is it like a sudden death?
No, it's the cumulative. So make it as fair as possible. Because we don't do it on a round by round, we're doing it on cumulative punches thrown. So you still got a chance in the last round to turn everything around, no matter what, if you can really, really go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so it is legit, but I'm still going to draw on that sense of grievance. I'm out for revenge.
I think so, it is. It is a grudge match, isn't it?
Crazy Arms, what do you got to say about that?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I think he was robbed too. So, I mean, I'm really rooting for him. I feel that, you know, I feel that the referee was basically blind last time. I didn't really feel I landed much. Felt that the decision really shouldn't have gone my way, but I got it. So this time I'm going to make it count and make sure that there's no confusion. This time,
you
definitely
earn it.
Win. This time.
This time you earn it.
This time I earn it. The crowd will recognise it. The crowd will not boo me. They probably will. But
you were such a popular winner after that fight against Chris, weren't you? I remember you went back and people in the bar, they were all over you. Couldn't get enough of you.
There was maybe one or two, but I think the hundreds of other ones were saying, fix, Rob, you know, you're useless.
Well, in that case, I feel that this podcast is coming to an end. We've said what we're going to say, and it's been a pleasure having you join us, Crazy Arms Reed.
Thank you much.
And Chris the General Levy, thanks for coming.
Pleasure.
And last but not least, Richard Fraser.
Thank you.